everyone, and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning.
And Happy New Year, this is Jonathan.
大家好，欢迎在大年初二的夜晚来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。So today is the second day of Chinese Lunar New Year, and we're going to say Happy New Year to you, everyone.
Happy New Year.
没错，那今天呢是大年初二，中国人的过春节也称是过年。此时呢，远在外地的子女呢都要赶回来和父母家人团聚。春节过年也意味着团聚和一年的开始。So Chinese New Year or Spring Festival is the most important of traditional Chinese holidays. It is sometimes called the Lunar New Year by English speakers. So the festival traditionally begins on the first day of the first month in the Chinese calendars and ends on the 15th. This day is called Lantern Festival. Chinese New Year's Eve is known as 除夕. It literally means Year Pass Eve.
Yeah, the Chinese New Year is the longest and most important festivity in the lunar calendar. The origin of Chinese New Year is itself centuries old and gains significance because of several myths and traditions. Ancient Chinese New Year is a reflection on how people behaved and what they believed in the most. So it's celebrated in areas with large populations of ethnic Chinese. Chinese New Year is considered a major holiday for the Chinese and has had influence on the New Year celebrations of its geographic neighbors.As well as cultures who the Chinese have had extensive interaction.
So Jonathan, how do you spend your Spring Festival?
Oh, the same way as everybody. Setting off fireworks, eating jiaozi, and playing some mahjong.
Mm-hmm. 那么今天呢，我们来看看在海外的一些华人他们怎么样过春节。那在海外华人聚居的城市中呢，许多中国传统的风俗习惯得以保留。今天呢，您不论是身在世界哪个国家，只要有华人呢，就有中国的农历春节。那像在美国呢，美国的华人过春节呢，除了有中国人传统的扫尘守岁拜年，还有呢加入中国城的很多包括表演这个狮子舞等等各种各样的庆祝活动。Like in Canada, There's a lot of Chinese live in Canada, so they have their traditional ways of celebrating the Chinese Lunar New Year. So you're from America, Jonathan. So when you were in America, did you notice that the Chinese, they celebrate their Chinese Lunar New Year?
In
Chinatown or anywhere?
Even in smaller cities, like my hometown of Charlotte, there's enough of a Chinese population that...Every year, there's small festivities, setting off fireworks in Chinatown. So any pocket where you're going to have a lot of Chinese people, everyone tries to get together and do these things, and inviting their foreign neighbors to share their traditions.
Mm.我们来看今天的大年初二，在大年初二呢，中国人都来有怎样的一些习俗 ？So on the second day, the Chinese party to their ancestors as well as to all the gods. They are extra kind to dogs and feed them well, as it is believed that the second day is the birthday of all dogs. So business people of Cantonese dialect group will hold a Huanning prayer to start their business on the second day of Chinese New Year. So the prayer is done to pray their day will be blessed withGood luck and prosperity in their business for the year.
Yeah, also incense is burned at the graves of ancestors as part of offering and prayer rituals. Second day of the Chinese New Year is for married daughters to visit their birth parents. And traditionally, daughters who have been married may not have the opportunity to visit, their birth family so frequently.
那么我们再来看看像新加坡的华人他们怎么样过春节那在新加坡呢他们的华人呢有穿新衣戴新帽的传统习惯这跟我们中国是一样的 So in Singapore the Singaporean they will celebrate this New Year will they also will wear new clothes and wear new hats So it's kind of a traditional way of everyone in the world no matter you are Chinese or you're American when it comes to the New Year you will wear red clothes or wear a new hat so it's kind of tradition right
yeah that's what I've noticed lots of people wearing red is there any particular significance behind red
I think red is symbol of luck so how's that in America
I don't know. In America, I don't think we really have colors for luck or colors for New Year. Funny glasses for International New Year, and maybe some funny hats, but nothing new like that per se.
那我们再看看法国，法国的华人过春节呢，像中国神话故事化妆人物里面，他们就会扮成这样的人物来载歌载舞。法国华人过春节呢，照旧也会鞭炮齐鸣，锣鼓喧天。同时呢，像在南非的约翰内斯堡呢，南非的华人华侨都举行丰富多彩的各种各样的庆祝活动，喜迎春节，遥祝祖国强盛。所以他们会举行各种各样的庆祝活动，比方说也有舞狮表演，还有各种各样的晚宴，还有抽奖等等各种各样的活动。 So in Johannesburg in South Africa, also there's a lot of Chinese over there because you know South Africa is really far away from China. Maybe you fly there, it's got more than 15 hours I think. So it's very hard for them to get back to China to celebrate a new year with their families. So you will see thatin this Spring Festival, a lot of Chinese, they celebrated Lunar New Year in Johannesburg, in Cape Town, this kind of major cities in South Africa.
Oh yeah, even living in Beijing, us Americans all try to get together and celebrate Thanksgiving and traditional American holidays, and it's always nice to get together with friends no matter where you are in the world and try to recreate, you know, some of the things you've always grown up with.
Yeah, today is the second day of the holiday, so we have 5 days off. So it's going to be a long week and enjoy your stay with your family members.
Especially a long week because you're not able to get any sleep here in Beijing with all the fireworks going off.
All right, now let's take a break. Listen to a song from Madonna, Celebration.
And that was one of my favorite Madonna tracks, Celebration.
Mm-hmm. So today is the second day of the Chinese Lunar New Year. And, you know, speaking of Chinese, and this is according to a study from France, they said Chinese is becoming the major customers for French products.那么一项最新的研究显示呢，中国游客在法国精品店的消费呢超过了俄罗斯游客，而且他们在时尚产品上的消费呢远远要高于珠宝和香水。那旅游退税公司 Global Refund 在报告中呢称，09年中国游客的消费占法国游客总消费的 15%， 较中国游客08年的消费增长了 47%。
Well, as much as I hear about French fashion spreading all over the world, I guess it was only a matter of time until France finally moved its way into China. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, Chinese is, you know, they listed number one. The second one is in Saudi Arabia. And the third one is Japan. The fourth one is America. So these four countries list the top four, you know, shopping power.Of French products. So how do you think, Jonathan?
Well, you look at the four people you have there, and these are very growing economies. Saudi Arabia is very strong with all their oil reserves and have a very high desire for Western goods. So you see these countries moving up, getting into world fashion as we become less of, you know, countries and maybe more of a world.
那这项研究呢再次说明，就推动奢侈品业的增长而言呢，中国是无可置疑的领头羊。像瑞士的奢侈品集团 Richemont， 瑞士的手表制造商 Swatch， 还有英国的时尚品牌 Burberry 等奢侈品集团呢，最近公布的这个数据也显示了中国的领头羊的位置无可替代。那么报告还称呢，像美国呢是位列第四，日本位列第三，而沙特游客的人均消费水平是1435欧元，位列第三。And also for this country, France, they are, you know, developing more kind of ways to lure more, you know, Chinese customers or customers from all over the world to France, because they said French, you know, products like a couture design. So they said it's kind of a cultural heritage for France. So they're gonna not only gonna boost the travel industry, but also they're gonna help how to help their fashion industry to come back.
Oh, yeah, of course. French is just synonymous with high fashion. And you see them in this economic crisis trying to expand their market and expand the places where they can sell their goods.
Mm.那旅游经营商呢表示，他们正在为中国游客开发越来越多的购物服务，像巴黎春天百货和老佛爷百货呢等巴黎时尚购物热点也将会出现越来越多的中国游客的身影。那 Global Refund 的研究还表示，中国游客平均总花费中有87%的部分呢花在了包括鞋、手袋等时尚产品上，他们93%的购物活动呢是在巴黎或者是周边进行的。So according to this poll, it said 87% of you know the money they will spend on the purse or shoes on this kind of products. I can understand this because when you go to another country and you want to buy something that you can wear forever, I think shoes or a purse is the best choice for.
I'm looking around the studio right now. I'm seeing what kind of purse do you have?
Yeah.
Do you have any French shoes or French purses around?
For me?
Yeah.
No, but I have something for French brand. I never been to France before. But, you know, for nowadays, you can buy anything in China.
Oh, France doesn't mind, as long as they're getting the money in the end.
Okay, and now let's take a look at the travel industry. Let's back to the 2009, the global cruise industry is booming despite the financial crisis. 那我们再来看看全球的游轮业的发展。虽然呢面临信贷紧缩、失业率攀高和甲流疫情等不利的因素，09年的游轮业呢仍表现不俗，并且随着年轻游客开始热衷海上旅行呢，良好的趋势今年还有望持续。没错，那去年的全球共有游轮乘客逾1300万人次，较一年前呢增加了3.3%。新一年乘客总人次呢有望突破1430万。So speaking of a cruise, have you ever been on any of the cruise?
No, I've been looking forward to taking a cruise around the Alaskan icebergs、
uh-huh.
and doing that kind of trip.、We really must be coming out of the financial crisis if people are starting to take cruises again.
Uh-huh. I always think that, you know, take a cruise, it's really romantic thing. One of my friends has been to Egypt on New Year's Eve with、her boyfriend, and they are on the cruise, and then the cruise sailed to Cairo, I think, and then they、landed on Cairo, go to see the pyramids.
Wow, yeah, cruising through the Mediterranean and up and down the Nile River must、be a world lifetime experience.
Yeah,、I think, you know, for many travel industries, they can have any kinds of、cruise lines like a California, like Miami lines, Caribbean lines or like
yeah, I've、
Spanish、
heard that、
lines.
The Caribbean and the Latin American lines of、
mm-hmm.
going around South America are very popular.
Yeah.
I would even be interested in taking an Antarctic cruise one day.
Oh, you
seeing
really?
The bottom of the world.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that reminds me of Titanic.You know, no matter how、the story is for Titanic, but I always think that the story is、beautiful and romantic and can ever, forever, last forever, right?
Well, actually, the Titanic didn't last forever. That's why we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Maybe the Titanic isn't the cruise that I want to take.
嗯哼，那没错。那么根据美国的一项调查显示呢，美国市场的邮轮需求呢还将保持高位，同时海外市场需求也将会增加。另外呢，美国还有一片未打开的市场，只是很少一部分人有过乘邮轮出行的经历。Yeah, that's true. So speaking of cruise lines, I think most of us, when we travel, we will take a flight.Or take a train or a bus, but so very, you know, less people, they will take the cruise line. So I think it's still a huge market for this kind of industry.
Well, cruises not being really transportation, but more of a floating vacation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's take another music break. Listen to a song from Whitney Houston, Million Dollar Bill.
Checked in my coat and who I'm looking for is staring in my
And that was everyone's favorite singer, Whitney Houston, with Million Dollar Bill.
Now let's listen to Popular American. From this week, for this special week, we will arrange a Popular American for you.那么对于 Popular American 而言呢，大家对于 Michael 和李华都非常熟悉了。 Michael 是美国学生，正在学中文，李华呢是中国留学生。那今天呢， Michael 和李华上完课之后呢，一起去打保龄球。今天李华会学到两个表达法，一个是 to mess with somebody， 另外一个是 give me a break。
得，现在啊，我们的分数平了。哎 ，Michael， 你输了，可不要哭哦。
Oh, come on, miss it, miss.
哎 ，Michael， 你好赖皮哎！你这样叫我别打中，别打中，是分散我注意力嘛？你要我怎么打、啊、
？Calm down, Li Hua. Don't take the game so seriously. I'm just messing with you.
哈？你说你跟我做什么啊
？I said I'm messing with you.Mess, M-E-S-S. To mess with someone means to bother the person or disturb him, or to play a joke on him.
Oh, to mess with someone, 就是说去打扰某个人或者是跟他开玩笑。那 to mess with someone 是不是也有想要骗某个人的意思呢？
Not really. Sometimes to mess with someone can be serious. For instance, a dangerous person might say,If you mess with me, I'll hurt you.
对，有的流氓啊就会这么说。他说，你要跟我捣乱，我就揍你。哎，可是在一般情况下 ,to mess with someone 是说跟一个人开玩笑或者是故意跟他捣乱，是不是啊
?That's right. When I was in high school, the whole class would mess with the teacher sometimes. Everyone would start humming at the same time. The teacher would be angry, but couldn't tell who was doing it.
哈哈，你上中学时就这么顽皮啦，全班一起哼哼，连老师都搞不清楚是谁在做呢，就这样跟老师开玩笑啊。我们在中国啊可不敢呢，我们都很怕老师的。哎，得了，该我了。
Whoa, don't move. There's a bee on your neck.
啊，什么？你说我脖子上有只蜜蜂啊？哎，快把它赶走啊。
Just kidding. There was no bee. I'm just messing with you.
你很讨厌呢 ，Michael， 把我吓了一跳。Stop messing with me， 我得打球了。
OK miss, miss.。
Michael 啊，我再也不跟你打保龄球了。我输啊，都是因为你跟我捣乱。虽然我们说了谁输就请客，我今天啊不请你吃饭了。
What?I only coughed after you had let go of the ball. There's no way I made you miss. Give me a break.
你说要给你什么？我什么都不给哦。
I said, give me a break. Give, G-I-V-E. Give me a break, B-R-E-A-K. When someone says, give me a break, that means he thinks what he just heard or saw is unreasonable.Or they think someone is being too harsh on them.
Oh, give me a break. 就是你认为你听到的或看到的是不合理的。那你的意思是说，我说你是因为捣乱，我才输了球，这么说是不合理的。
That's right.
什么？ Give me a break. 我没有说任何不讲理的话哦，就是因为你跟我捣乱，所以我才没打中球。
What? Give me a break.I only messed with you before you bowled. I didn't say anything while you were throwing the ball.
什么？你说我打球的时候，你什么也没说？ Give me a break. 你明明啊，就假装咳嗽，说什么别打中，别打中，这样就是分散我注意力嘛。
I just had something in my throat. Is it not okay for me to cough? Give me a break.
得了得了，我下回啊，哪儿都不跟你去了，别跟我说话了。
李华 give me a break. I'm just kidding. Take it easy.
我也是在跟你开玩笑的啦。哎，可是你可千万记住哦，绝对不要 mess with me.
Okay, that's fair enough.
才大家听到的就是 Popular American。 那么李华和 Michael 的说话听起来像是在吵架，但是其实他们是在开玩笑。两个短语，第一个是 to mess with somebody， 是和某人捣乱的意思。 Another one， give me a break， 就是饶了我的意思。 Alright， and that comes to the end of today's show， and we're gonna wrap up today's show with a song In the Middle by Sugar Babes， and still Happy New Year， we're gonna see you another time， bye bye。
Have a wonderful night and a happy new year.
I'm halfway out to heaven, but I'm stuck in reality. Not kind of funny, not in there for the money, but I know that I've got to pay. Love's gonna get you, but only when I let you, and I don't wanna turn away. Why can't the boys be the toys that the girls want the boys to be?
时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学，今日茶点：狗股理论 ，Dogs of the Dow Theory。狗股理论是美国基金经理奥希金斯提出的，没精力没能力钻研股市的投资人只要买进道琼斯工业指数中股息率最高的十只股票，再根据十强榜单每年刷新换仓，就能跑赢大盘。1975年到1999年，狗股理论的投资回报高达18%，市场平均水平只有3%。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻。